Hey everyone, and welcome to Murder and Mysteries with Megan. If you are new here, welcome, and if you're not new here, welcome back. I'm grateful for each and every one of you that are here today. On my channel, we talk about true crime, conspiracies, hauntings, and things of that nature. So if that's something you're interested in, I would love it if you'd hit that subscribe button and that post notification bell. That way, you're notified every time I upload a new video. In today's video, we're going to be talking about a topic that is a bit more fun, but a bit eerie as well. The past few weeks, we've talked about some pretty heavy cases, so I thought we would take a break for a week to look into something a bit lighter and something that's been requested by a couple of different people. So this week on Murder and Mysteries with Megan, we'll be talking about cryptids. Cryptids are creatures or animals that have claims that they exist, but there's no proof or scientific evidence to back that up. Something like mermaids or werewolves, for example. When a couple of my kids found out what we were talking about in this week's video, they were excited and decided to help out and pick a couple of different ones for us to cover today. So without further ado, let's check out a few different cryptids and the stories behind them. Number one, the Jersey Devil. The first on the list of our eerie creatures list is the Jersey Devil. It comes from folklore told and passed down for generations in New Jersey and Philadelphia. And this particular cryptid is said to inhabit the Pine Barrens in southern New Jersey. It's been described as a creature that looks as though it's been created in a lab. A kangaroo-type body with small arms and claws on its hands. Its head is that of a horse or a goat with horns. It has long, slender legs and hooves as feet. It even has wings like a bat and a forked tail to top it off. Could you imagine seeing something that kind of looks like a kangaroo mixed with a dragon and a horse coming straight at you as it let out a blood-curdling scream? No thanks. I would be out of there. Of course, there are variations of this story, even one stating that the mother was actually a witch who bore the devil's son. But the more widely told version is this. In 1735, a woman named Jane, or Mother Leeds, lived in the Pines area in New Jersey, and she had 12 children. One day, she found out that she was pregnant yet again, this time with her 13th child. She was so upset that she cursed the child without thinking, crying out that this child would end up being the devil. One dark and stormy night, Mother Leeds went into labor and gave birth to this devil child. At first, the child seemed like everything was normal, but suddenly it started to transform right before their very eyes into the creature that is now known as the Jersey Devil, with its glowing red eyes. It began growling and let out a chilling scream before attacking and beating others in the room with its forked tail and claws, even allegedly killing a midwife before flying up the chimney and into the pines to live. Over the years, this cryptid has been called many different names, such as the Bugaboo, the Leeds Devil, or the Devil of Leeds. But now it is more widely known as the Jersey Devil. However, regardless of the name, the question still remains the same. Does this creature actually exist? Well, let's talk about a couple articles and sightings regarding this screeching devil, and I will let you decide. In 1887, a newspaper article came out stating that there had been sightings of a winged creature allegedly seen near the Pines. And in this article, they spoke with a colonel who said, quote, "Whenever he went near it would give the most unearthly yell that frightened the dogs. It whipped at every dog on the place. That thing is not a bird nor an animal, but it is the Leeds Devil." It goes on to say that the colonel didn't see it himself, but that he remembers when everyone around was searching the woods and trying to hunt this devil, but no one, not even the best out there, could kill it. There have been many sightings of this Jersey Devil throughout the years, even ones in the more recent years. However, I will just be telling you about one particular week back in 1909, during the week of January 16th through the 23rd. There were hundreds of claims that said they had encounters with the Jersey Devil, ones from all over New Jersey, not just secluded to the Pines anymore. Newspapers were publishing these encounters, and some of the claims even came from Delaware, Pennsylvania, and even Maryland. Some of these claims were that it attacked a trolley car and a social club, and when police officers tried to shoot the creature, it didn't do anything to it at all. Other experiences were of people who found strange tracks in the snow and sightings of something resembling the Jersey Devil. Whether or not there was proof to back it up, these claims of seeing it, fear began sweeping through the different areas. In different places in these locations, such as schools in the Delaware Valley, actually closed their doors for residents to stay at home. As fear increased, groups were even formed with hunters who roamed the areas that the devil was reported to be seen in, and they even went into the woods and countryside to try to find and capture this creature. Over the years, it was even said that there was a $10,000 reward. It was actually rumored to be put up by the Philadelphia Zoo. I am sure we can all imagine the chaos and the scams people were trying to pull for that reward money. In fact, one person reportedly tried to put fake claws and wings on a kangaroo to try to get the reward money. This legend has been told of the Jersey Devil for many years, and it's been so widely told that there have been movies and TV shows based on this cryptid, and even a hockey team named after it. It has been told for many years and is still going strong, and the sightings are still happening near the pines by the New Jersey coast. So will you be one of those who are brave enough to venture into the pines to catch a glimpse of this cryptid? Or to hear its blood-curdling screams as it runs quickly by or flies overhead? Or the next time that you're in New Jersey, will you try to keep your distance? Number two, the Loch Ness Monster. The Loch Ness Monster, or Nessie, is the second cryptid on our list today. It originates from Scottish folklore and is said to live in Loch Ness in the Scottish Highlands. If you were to run across someone who had seen Nessie, chances are they would describe this creature as a large one with a long neck that almost looks like a dinosaur that you may have seen in the Jurassic period, called a plesiosaurus. People have traveled to Loch Ness for many years trying to catch a glimpse of this elusive creature that has been told of for hundreds of years, all trying to prove that Nessie is in fact real. This story of some sort of creature in the area of Loch Ness appears in writings from back in the 6th century, when, according to the writer, an Irish monk named Saint Columba was traveling with some others when they stopped to stay in Pix. When they arrived there, they came across residents of the area who were burying a man by the River Ness. Well, the residents then proceeded to tell them and tell Columba that this man had been swimming in the river when he was attacked by some sort of water beast and that he was taken underwater. Despite the efforts of other residents to pull him into the boat and save him, the man actually died from the mauling. Well, Columba decided, why not send in another man to swim across the river? But this time, the water beast, when it started to approach the second man, Columba made the sign of the cross, telling it, "Go no further. Do not touch the man. Go back at once." And when he did this, the creature stopped suddenly and fled. This story itself wasn't widely known for the longest time. In fact, it wasn't until around the 1930s that this water beast began to gain traction when a man named George Spicer and his wife were driving one day nearby the loch, and a most extraordinary form of animal crossed the road in front of their car. They described the animal as having a body about 4 feet high, 35 feet long, with a long and wavy neck that stretched out 10 to 12 feet, and that was barely thicker than an elephant's trunk. They said it had no limbs or didn't look like it did, and it headed across the road into the loch. This was the first recorded sighting of Nessie since the original story. Now, many more sightings were to come over the years, of course. Some even claimed to have gotten pictures of this creature. However, many actually turned out to be proven hoaxes. For example, the well-known surgeon's photograph was reportedly taken and published in the Daily Mail on April 21st of 1934. It was actually one photograph that for 60 years was believed to be legitimate. However, when a full analysis was done of the photograph in 1994, the scale of what should have been Nessie was off, and it appeared that the creature would have only been about 2 to 3 feet long. Another thing that the analysis found was that there was a white object on every single one of the photos, and this was believed to be what was causing the ripples in the water by it. Well, it wasn't until 1999 when a book came out called Nessie, The Surgeon's Photograph Exposed. This stated that the photo was indeed a hoax, dreamt up by an old employee of the Daily Mail. See, this employee had been ridiculed for an article that he had written about Nessie's footprints that were found, and it ended up being a hoax. So basically, the photograph was this employee's way to get back at his employer, the Daily Mail, by creating what looked like the Loch Ness Monster. But in all reality, it was just a toy submarine with wood putty used to make the head and neck, and then took the photographs of Nessie and submitted them to the newspaper. However, despite the photograph being disproven, there were and are still many out there who believe in the Loch Ness Monster, and those who travel far and wide hoping to catch a glimpse of the elusive cryptid. There have been many of those visitors who have claimed to have been lucky enough to see this creature, but still no solid proof has been unearthed or brought forward. So do you think that the Loch Ness Monster is real? Or do you think it's just a legend that's been told and passed down for many generations? Number 3, Mothman. This next and final cryptid that we're going to talk about today comes from West Virginian folklore. There are dozens of articles, books, and even a motion picture named after this particular creature that was first reportedly seen in 1966 in a small town called Point Pleasant. Point Pleasant is a quaint little town that even has a sculpture of this flying cryptid that they call Mothman. They even have a festival that they started in 2002 after this creature. They call it the annual Mothman Festival. So needless to say, this particular one on our list is quite a popular one. So how did it all begin? Well, back on the evening of November 15th, 1966, two young couples were driving around an area outside of the small town of Point Pleasant that the locals referred to as the TNT area. Now, the TNT area was a former World War II munitions plant site that was transformed into a wildlife preserve and was a popular hangout for young kids and couples. Now, while they were out there and headed on their way back, they ended up seeing something very strange. Both couples, Roger and Linda Scarberry and Steve and Mary Millette, ended up describing the exact same thing to police. They described seeing something that looked like it was a large flying man with 10-foot wings, that it had large glowing red eyes, and that it stopped in front of their cars. Stunned for a moment, the young couple sat there while the creature started flying across the field towards what looked like a large building. At this moment, they decided to gun their cars and speed towards town. However, as they headed down the stretch of highway heading back into town, they soon realized that this creature was actually flying right above them. They tried to outrun it, even reaching speeds of 100 miles an hour or more, but yet it still kept up with them. It wasn't until they had reached the edge of town and the light of the streetlights came into view that this flying bird-like creature flew back in the direction that it had came from. Of course, at first, no one believed that there was really such a thing as a bird-like man with glowing red eyes, a 10-foot wingspan who could fly at immense speeds, and the reports weren't taken seriously. At least, not at first anyways. But over the next few days, more and more people came forward with similar sightings. In fact, over the next little while, over 100 reports of eyewitness accounts came, such as two volunteer firemen who saw what they described as a large bird with red eyes, or a contractor who said that he had shone his flashlight into a nearby field after he had heard something. When he did, he caught a creature with eyes that glowed, quote, like bicycle reflectors, and that it even caused his German Shepherd to go missing. Others, of course, including the Mason County Sheriff, stated that these sightings must be that of a large heron, while a wildlife biologist at West Virginia University said that he thought it may be a sandhill crane, that maybe it had migrated outside of its natural migration route, causing the locals not to really know what kind of bird it was, and of course mistaking it for what would later be coined as Mothman. This cryptid actually got its name back in 1967 after a tragic event happened and a news article came out naming the creature Mothman. This tragic event was the collapse of Silver Bridge, which caused the deaths of 46 people. After this incident, many people actually began to believe that this Mothman was actually an indicator that something awful was about to happen. Why, you may ask? Well, about a week before the Silver Bridge collapsed into the Ohio River, this flying cryptid was reported to be hanging from it. Another thing that was incredibly strange was the fact that after this tragedy happened and the bridge collapsed, it seems as though the sightings of this Mothman became almost non-existent in the area. That is, until 2016, when a photo that was taken by a man who was driving down Route 2 in Macon County was published on WCHS TV, that rumors began swirling around again that Mothman may still be in the area. However, others seem to think that this photograph is only that of a bird flying, carrying some sort of prey, like a snake, for instance. So, what do you think? Do you think that this is just folklore that was passed down through the years and that it was really just simply a large bird that was originally following the young couples back in 1966? Or do you think that the Mothman could be real and that this particular cryptid could indeed be some sort of harbinger of death, so to speak? Well, everyone, I know that today's video is quite different from any of the other videos that I've done in the past, but this is my first video in some of the more unexplainable, mythical type of mysteries, and I hope that you all enjoyed it. I would love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. Are there any other types of cryptids or mysterious or unexplainable creatures, or maybe even events or places that you would like to see in future videos? I hope you all enjoyed today's video and that you'll make sure to hit that subscribe button and post notification bell before you leave today so that you're notified when I upload a new video. Oh, and don't forget, when we hit 300 subscribers here on Murder and Mysteries with Megan, we're going to be doing a giveaway as well. So, just another reason to hit that subscribe button and stick around. Anyways, thanks again for watching today's video. I am incredibly grateful for each and every one of you. I hope that you all have a wonderful and safe week. And until next time, my mystery lovers, bye.